This morning's scripture reading is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 7 and 8. Shall we refer to our scripture? I will be reading from the NLT, the New Living Translation. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives and follow the example of their faith. Verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. May the Lord bless those who listen to his words. This morning we are glad to invite our Reverend Mark to share God's message entitled, Imitate the Faith of Our Forefathers, and Sister Liang Kin to interpret.
Well, I hope you find some parking space. Sometimes Sunday morning events next door requires us to park our car. Perhaps you can park it in the Boys Brigade there, or next door Big Hua Restaurant.
我希望你们今天早上能够找到泊车位, 因为我们的邻居他们有一些
celebration,
一些庆祝的庆典, 所以我们需要, 泊我们的车在其他的地方。
And so it's wonderful to see all of you here again this morning.
所以今天早上能够和大家见面, 是非常高兴的一件事情。
And we are told in the scripture that was read by our liturgist to imitate the faith of our fathers, of our leaders.
刚才主席有读到我们, 圣经叫我们效法我们,
For those who preach the word of God,
那些传讲神道的人,
to those who faithfully follow God,
那些他们忠心跟随神的人,
and that we are told to consider their lives,
我们被教导我们要思想他们的生命,
and also to remember that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
我们也要记得主耶稣昨天、今日和永远都是一样的。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思呢?
Our Lord Jesus Christ never changes.
我们主耶稣基督永不改变。
And just as he has been faithful and good and powerful to Christians of the past, so he is to us today.
就像他, 对以前的基督徒, 他的忠心, 他的良善, 他今天也是一样的。
In other words, we can really learn something about God through the lives of his faithful servants.
我们可以从他忠心的仆人来学习到, 主耶稣的生活, 生命。
Jesus never fails.
耶稣永不落空。
And the testimonies of faithful saints of the past can bring great encouragement to all of us.
这些属神的基督徒, 他们的生命可以对我们来说是一个很大的一个鼓励。
And the lives of godly people can really help us live more faithful Christian life.
他们的生命可以让我们过一个更忠心的基督徒生活。
And last week I've spoken to you about the names of some Christians and biographies and journals that perhaps that you can read.
上个礼拜我有提到一些这些著名的基督徒他们的传记他们的日记你们可以拿来读。
And so I want to encourage you to read some biographies.
我要鼓励你们来读一些传记。
I mentioned last week of this book, Deeper Experiences of Famous Christians.
上个礼拜我有提到这本书叫做著名基督徒更深的经历。
You can buy it in the Glad Sounds or in Evangel.
你可以在这些 Glad Sound 或者是 Evangel 书局买到。
Some Christian leaders have written down the diaries or journal.
有些著名的基督徒他们也写下他们的日记。
On the internet, you probably can find and get a free copy of the journal of John Wesley.
在网上你也可以 免费下载这个 约翰卫斯理他的日记。
And John Sung, the famous Chinese evangelist, written a journal that was miraculously found by his daughter and translated into English.
宋尚杰他的日记 被遗失了，可是 很奇妙的被他的女儿 找到， 然后把它翻译成英文。
It was found about 60 years after, from the time of his 60 years later on.
他这本日记是在60年后才被找到的。
And it is now is printed in a book called The Journal Once Lost.
他就被翻译，然后被印成一本叫做《曾经失遗失的日记》里。
More than 500 pages.
超过500面。
And this morning, I think there are few copies on sale, only 50 ringgit.
今天早上我们有售卖这个日记，一本只是50令吉。
Grab hold of one Christian biography or a journal.
你们就去读一本这个这些传记吧。
John, and I want to just cite two entries in this journal.
我要从这个日记里引用一些记录。
Because journals help us to see their thoughts and help us understand the way they work.
因为这些日记让我们明白他们的思想，知道他们如何工作。
John Wesley founded Methodism in the 18th century.
约翰·威斯理在18世纪的时候，他创办了威斯理卫理宗派。
In actual fact, he did not set out in his ministry to begin a new denomination called the Methodist Church.
其实一开始他的事工不是来创办这个卫理公会的。
He was a minister, ordained minister of the Anglican Church of England.
他是在英国这个圣公会的一个被安立的牧师。
But because his preaching draws in hundreds and thousands of people who were saved and who were converted.
因为他的讲道吸引了很多的人而且他们改变了宗教。
And the Anglican Church has rules that you cannot preach outside your own church.
可是圣公会他们有个规矩，就是你不可以在教会以外来传讲。
And at that time it was against the rule to preach in the open air, what we call open air, outside the church in public places.
所以他是已经违法了，如果他在这个公共场合讲道。
But he found that thousands and thousands of people were hearing the word, were being changed and transformed and revived in open air preaching. He began to move in a new direction.
当他发现他在这个公共场合讲道的时候，很多人都被改变了，他要改变他的方向。
Sometimes his preaching, there will be 5,000 people.Without mic, 5,000 people hear his preaching early in the morning.
有时候在早晨的时候，他没有用麦克风，可是有5,000个人来听他讲道。
And because of the growth of the ministry, he had to ordain his own ministers.
就是因为这样的关系，他需要自己安立自己的牧师。
Let me just read an account in his journal, in dated April 1739.
我来读读他这样在17号4月1739年所做的记录。
This is what he wrote.
他这样写着。
He had just expounded on Acts chapter 4.
他在解释这个使徒行传第四章。
And if you know Acts chapter 4, they were threatened by the authorities for preaching the word of God, and they prayed.And God's power came upon them and gave them new strength.
在这个使徒行传，你知道他们当时是被威胁不能传讲神的道，可是当时神的力量大能就临到他们。
So John Wesley said, wrote this.
约翰·卫斯理他这样写着。
We then called upon God to confirm His word.
我们呼求神来肯定他的话语。
Immediately one stood by.To our great surprise, cried out aloud with the utmost vehemence, even as the agonies of death.
突然很快的有一个人就站在旁站立，让我们感到很惊讶，因为他大声的很愤怒的，好像死亡一样的痛苦在叫着。
But we continued in prayer until a new song was put in her mouth.
可是我们继续祷告，一直到她口唱新歌。
And then a thanksgiving to God.
也向神献上感谢。
Soon after, two other people who were well known in this place for their labors to live in all good conscience towards all men were seized with great strong pains and were constrained to roar for the disquiet.Of their hearts.
不久之后，两个在 当地很著名，他们以良心对待每一个人的这两个人，他们被强烈的这个剧痛侵袭他们，以致他们因为心中的焦虑，他们高声要求。
These people also found peace.
这两个人他们也寻到平安。
What John Wesley writes here is quite regular in the number of his entries.
这样的记录在约翰卫斯理的日记当中是很普遍的。
I mentioned about John Tsang. He's the most famous evangelist from Fujian, China.
我也提到宋尚杰，他是福建的一个很著名的布道家。
A Methodist. His father, a Methodist.
他爸爸是一个卫理公会的牧师。
And older Chinese who live in the 1930s will remember him.
那些比较老一辈的中国人，1930年代的，他们都知道宋尚杰。
He set the church in China and Southeast Asia on fire in the 1930s.
在1930年代的时候，他就让这个中国和这个东南亚的教会火热起来。
Here is one of his accounts.
这是其中一个记录。
On 23rd March, Sister Song brought her elder sister, aged 33 years old, to see me.
她说在3月23号，宋姐妹她把她的姐姐33岁的姐姐带到我面前来。
The devil had leveled charges against her and threatened to strangle her to death.
这魔鬼指控她，威胁她，要勒死她。
I laid my hand on her, prayed, but the evil spirit stayed on.
我就按手为她祷告，可是这邪灵不走。
Within the next 40 minutes or so, I helped her to confess about 90 of her sins, and when she had emptied herself, suddenly she was back to her normal self, albeit with fear still lingering within.
过后的40分钟，我就帮助她去承认她几乎有90种的罪。然后他掏空自己，突然间他回复自我，尽管他心里还有害怕。
The Holy Spirit said, "I will save you to the end."
这圣灵说，我会救你到尽头。
Two days later, the devil threatened to take her life after I left.
两天过后，当我离开之后，这魔鬼又威胁他说要取他的性命。
However, the devil departed the moment she said she was willing to take up the cross. For the Lord and to bear witness for Him.
可是当他说他愿意为主背起十字架，为他做见证的时候，这魔鬼就离开了。
John Tsang had a wonderful gift of exorcism, of casting out demons, and of healing.
这个宋尚杰他有一个很美好的恩赐，在释放赶鬼和这个医治的恩赐。
Last week I pointed out 5 lessons we can learn from the accounts of great men and women of God.
上个星期我告诉大家有5个功课我们可以从这些神伟大的子女当中学习的。
First of all, that we need to remember God still works wonders and miracles today.
第一点就是我们要记得今天神还是行神迹奇事的。
Secondly, that God uses very ordinary people to accomplish extraordinary tasks.
第二点就是神使用这些普通的人去完成不普通的任务。
And that includes you and me. God can use you and me to do His extraordinary task.
这包括你和我，神可以使用你和我来做他不普通的任务。
Thirdly, God imparts spiritual gifts according to His sovereign will.
第三点就是神照着他至高的旨意给人不同的属灵恩赐。
And all of us who are Christians, we need to remember the Holy Spirit has given to each one of us. Different spiritual gifts, we have to employ them. Are you using it?
我们每个基督徒，我们要清楚知道圣灵给我们每一个人不同的恩赐，我们要需要用它，我们有使用它吗？
Fourthly, God works in different ways in different people.
第四点就是神在不同的人当中，以不同的方法工作。
Our experiences will be different.
我们的经验都会不同。
But God is the one who works in the same in all of us if we are available for Him.
如果我们让他使用的话，他将使用我们为他工作。
And finally, what these men and women of God sought was God, His kingdom and His holiness. And in seeking God, they find Him and everything else that He has for them.
我们要知道这些神伟大的子民，他们寻求的是神，是神的国度和圣洁。当他们寻求神的时候，他们寻找，而且他们也寻找神为他们所预备的。
If you were absent last week, I suggest that you borrow or purchase a CD from an information desk.
如果你上个星期没有来，我建议你去租或者是购买一个光碟来听。
And this morning I want to bring three more points about these people, these men and women of God.
今天我要提到再提到三点关于这些神伟大的子民。
First of all, that conversion brings all possibilities of heaven's blessings.
第一点就是改变会带来所有天上的祝福。
True conversion, because true conversion brings new life from above.
因为真正的改变会带来从上头来的祝福。
Because the Holy Spirit is none other than God Himself is given to all who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为圣灵就是他神本身，他是给予那些相信他的人。
And so the presence of the Holy Spirit brings the presence of God into our lives.
所以圣灵的同在把我们把活着的神带到我们的生命当中。
And the Holy Spirit brings the possibilities, all possibilities of heaven's blessing.
然后他会带来天上的祝福给我们。
Because he's able to guide our lives.
因为他可以带领我们的生命。
To speak to us.
可以和我们说话。
To strengthen us.
去给我们力量。
To empower and use us, in different ways.
让我们能够在不同的方法给予我们力量。
Jesus spoke of the gift of the Holy Spirit on a very special occasion.
耶稣在一个很特别的场合，他说到圣灵的恩赐。
This is recorded in John chapter 7.
就在约翰福音第七章。
Verses 37 to 39.
到37到39节。
It says here that on the last day, the climax of a festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds.
在这里说到节期的末日，就是最大之日。耶稣站在高声说
：“Anyone who is thirsty may come to me.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Anyone who believes in me may come and drink.
信我的人可以来到我这里喝。
For the Scripture declares, rivers of living water will flow from his heart.”
因为经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And when he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit who will be given to everyone believing in him. But the Spirit had not been given because Jesus had not yet entered into his glory.
耶稣说这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
This occasion was the occasion of the Feast of the Tabernacle.
这个场合是这个祝棚节。
And the highlight on the last day, which is the highlight of the day, was the priest pouring water to the base of the altar in the temple.
那一天的重点就是最后一天的时候，就是祭司他把水导入圣殿祭坛的底部。
And as it was being poured, the psalms of praise were sung.
当他把水倒的时候，这些诗篇赞美诗就会被 唱出来。
And they recite Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3.
他们也会背诵以赛亚十二章第三节。
With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation.
所以你们必从救恩的泉源欢然取水。
They're looking forward to a joy that will come from within salvation that God will provide.
他们是期望因为神的救恩他们得到这个喜乐。
And when the water was poured, they were looking forward, it was connected with the need of rain in the new year.
当这个水被倒的时候，其实是关系到他们对明年他们需要水的一个这样的一个需要有关联的。
So it is as if the people were saying, apart from God, you need to bring rain to us, you need to bring joy into our lives again. If not, we are withered, we are dry, we are dead.
其实他们是在说，如果没有神的话，他们将干枯，他们将凋谢，他们需要神来给予他们水。
So they look forward to the fulfillment that's spoken of in Isaiah chapter 12.
所以他们期望在以赛亚书十二章的应许被完全。
They will draw joy from the salvation that God will provide.
因为他们可以从神的救恩里得到喜乐。
And Jesus pointed to this fulfillment to himself.
而耶稣指着自己为这个应许的完成。
He said, "If you are thirsty, you come to me."
他说，如果你渴了，你来到我。
This joy of salvation you are looking for is in me.
这个救恩的喜乐是从我来的。
If you believe in me,
如果你相信我
，out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
从你里面会流出这个江河来。
And the disciples understood later on that this living water refers to the Holy Spirit.
后来，这个门徒才知道，这个活水是说关于圣灵的。
It's a spring of life, a spring of joy, a spring of peace that will well up from within our heart, from the center of our life.
这个生命，这个泉源将会从我们生命中流露出来。
His coming brings life from heaven.
是从天上来的。
It fills us with new joy, peace, and power.
它让我们有新的希望，有新的喜乐。
And when you read the experiences of this man and woman,
当你读这些男人女人他们的经历的时候，
they all had this experience.
他们有同样一个经历。
Of this joy, peace, of this new sense of new life in them.
就是他们的生命中有新的喜乐、盼望和生命。
John Wesley found his heart strangely warm as he listened to the reading of the introduction to the exposition of Romans by Martin Luther.
这个约翰卫斯理他当他听到人家介绍读这个罗马书的介绍文，就是马丁路德所写的介绍文的时候，他心突然火热起来。
Madame Guyon from France, when she was converted, she found her heart captured. She said, wounded.By the love of God which flowed into her.
这个 Madame Guyon 是当她信主的时候，她感觉她的心被占据了，被神的爱感动了。
Charles Finney, the great evangelist in America, found himself weeping for his sins.
这个 Charles Finney 是在美国的一个布道家，他说他为自己的罪哭泣。
And she felt an overpowering flow of God's love into his heart after that.
他感到他一股很这个神的爱从他的心涌入出来。
They all had that experience and knowledge of God into their lives.
他们都有这样的经历，他们都有这样子的认识神。
Not everyone is that dramatic.
不是每个人的经历都是那么戏剧性的。
Some people's conversion may be very quiet.
有些人信主很安静的。
But there is a quiet assurance in your heart.
可是是一个很平安安静的一个应句。
And in every instance, the conversion brings new life.
可是每一个例子当中，我们都知道，当你信主的时候，带来新生命。
A new assurance in your heart.
有一个很新的一个凭据。
New knowledge of God.
新的认识神。
And a new desire to love God and to serve God.
更新的要认识神，然后要侍奉他。
It's the evidence that the person has new life.
是有一个凭据，这个人有新的生命。
Because new life brings new desire.
因为新的生命就给你一个新的盼望。
And the whole world is as it were different.
世界好像不同了。
Because of God.
因为神。
So the first.The thing I want to say is that conversion brings all possibilities of heaven's blessings.
所以我要告诉你的时候，当你信主，当你改变的时候，就从天上来到，有祝福来临到你。
The second example and lesson we can learn from these people is that they all love and obey the word of God, the Bible.
第二个功课就是这些人他们都爱，而且他们顺从圣经。
I have found this one thing that marks all these great saints.Is their love of God's word.
我发现这些圣人他们有一个标记，就是他们对神的话语的爱。
John Sam was converted when he was in America, and he was reading. He went to America to do his studies. He completed his PhD in chemistry with distinction. He was reading Luke 23 when he was converted.
宋尚杰他在美国深造，他得到他的博士学位，就是在当他读这个路加福音二十三章的时候，他信主了。
It was the story of Jesus' death on the cross.
是当他读到这个耶稣死在十字架这个故事。
And as he read that, God gave him a series of visions.
当他读到这个时候，神给他一系列这个意象。
He saw the cross where Jesus died.
他看到耶稣被钉的十字架。
He saw how he was such a great sinner and that nailed Jesus on the cross.
他看到自己如何那么大的一个罪人把耶稣钉死在十字架上。
In that vision, he also heard God's call for him to enter into ministry.
在这意象当中，他也听到神呼叫他去做神的仆人。
And from that time, he began to treasure the Bible, the Word of God.
就从那天开始，他开始珍惜神的话语。
He gave testimony everywhere he went how Jesus has transformed his life, forgiven him as a great sinner.
他到处去传讲神的话语，告诉人耶稣如何的赦免他的罪。
In tears, he will call people to repent of their sins and believe in Christ.
他叫人悔改，他叫人家相信主耶稣基督。
And at that time, he was going to a Bible seminary in America.
他当时他就要去美国的一间神学院。
But that seminary, as many seminaries in those times, were very liberal.
可是在当时的神学院很多都是自由主义的。
They didn't believe the Bible is God's word.
他们不相信圣经是神的话语。
They didn't believe the miracles recorded in the Bible.
他们也不相信在圣经里所记载的神迹。
They didn't believe that Jesus Christ is God.
他们也不相信主耶稣就是神。
And so when John Sam began to preach and declare and the words of God, Even the principal of this seminary thought that he had mental problem.
当宋尚杰他开始传讲神的话语的时候，就即使是这个神学院的院长，他以为宋尚杰是有精神有问题的。
And he arranged for John Sam to go to a mental hospital.
他就安排让宋尚杰去这个精神病院。
And he entered into a hospital for 193 days.
他就去宋尚杰就在这个精神病院待了193天。
And during that 193 days, he read the Bible 40 times.
就在那193天里面，他读圣经40遍。
And this is his entry.
这是他所记录的。
Guided by God, I read the Bible 40 times, each time using a different scheme of study.
他说，我被神带领，我读圣经40遍，每一次都用不同的系统来学习。
I devour the Bible as a thirsty man yearns for water.
我很贪婪地读，就好像一个口渴的人期待一杯水一样。
The Bible provided me with the most nutritious of food without which I would not have been able to move forward.
这圣经给我最有营养的食物，如果没有它的话，我将不能前进。
When he left the hospital, John Sung felt reborn again, and his preaching went forth in great power.
当他离开这个医院的时候，他觉得他重生了，他的讲道更有力量了。
John Wesley, he used to read the Bible while he was riding on the horse from place to place.
约翰卫士里他在骑着马从一个地方到另外一个地方的时候，他喜欢读圣经。
And the scriptures form the foundation of the ministry of all these great men and women of God.
这圣经就成为所有神伟大子民事工上的基础。
God's word has inherent power to transform life.
神的话语它有这样的力量来改变我们的生命。
It is the sword of the spirit.
它是这个灵的剑。
It is the Holy Spirit uses it like a sharper than any two-edged sword.
圣灵使用它就好像这个锋利的还锋利过这个两刃刀。
It judges every human thought and conviction and experiences.
它审判每一个人的思想，他感动和经验。
John Wesley said this.
约翰卫士里这样说。
It is dangerous to depart from the scripture.
他说离开圣经是危险的。
Most of the controversies have disturbed the church have arisen from people wanting to be wise above what is written, not contented with what God has plainly revealed there.
很多干扰教会的争论是从人要比圣经更有智慧，不满于神清楚的启示而引起的。
If you want to be a strong Christian,
如果要你要成为一个坚强的基督徒，
If you want to be a growing Christian,
如果你要是一个成长的基督徒，
You have to read and digest and love the Word of God.
你要读，你要消化，你要明白圣经。
A few days ago, I was reading my devotion. A reading fell on Luke chapter 8.
几天前，当我在灵修的时候，我读到路加福音第八章。
Jesus spoke about the sower and the seed.
耶稣说到这个撒种和种子
and that there were four kinds of soil.
有四种这个泥沙
four kinds of soil represent four types of heart.
这就代表了不同四种不同心理的状况
and Jesus says the seed is God's word.
耶稣说这个种子就是神的话语
there is life, there is power in the word of God.
就是有生命有神的大能
but of the four types of soil,Only one type bear fruit.
可是这土有四种土，只有一种是会结果子的。
Luke chapter 8 verse 15 speaks about this type of soil.
路加福音第八章十五节就说到这样的泥土。
The seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word of God, retain it.And by persevering, produce a crop.
那落在好土里的就是人听了道，持守在诚实良善的心里，并且忍耐，结果子。
First of all, they hear the word of God.
第一就是他们听到。
They read it, they listen to it.
他们读，他们听从。
Secondly, they retain it.
第二点就是他们持守。
They meditated on it, they studied it.
他们思想学习。
And thirdly, they persevere on it.
就第三点，他们把它实践出来。
They put into practice.
他们忍耐实践出来。
What God tells them to do, they do it.
神叫他们做的，他们做了。
And that's how they bear fruit.
就是这样，他们就结果子了。
Soon after Jesus preached this sermon.
耶稣在说讲这个道之后
Jesus' mother and brothers wanted to see him.
耶稣的妈妈和弟兄要来见他。
But they couldn't get near to him because there was a big crowd.
因为太拥挤了，他们不能够靠近他。
So someone shouted and said,
有人这样大声说道
Your mother and brothers are waiting for you.
你的妈妈和你的弟兄在等你。
Jesus replied,
耶稣回答说
My mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice.
耶稣说，听了道，神的道而遵行的人，就是我的母亲，我的弟兄了。
Those whom Jesus honors as his very own, those whom he says is my mother and my brothers, are those who not only hear the word of God, but put it into practice.
耶稣他尊敬，把他们当着自己的母亲，自己的弟兄，是那些不只听到，而是听了道又遵行他的道的人。
What kind of heart do you have?
你的心是如何的呢
？What kind of soil?
你是怎样的一个土呢
？Is it bearing fruit?
有结果子吗
？Are you listening to it?
你有听吗
？Are you meditating on it?
你有思想吗
？Are you putting into practice?
你有把它实践出来吗
？This is a big difference between Christians.Who love God, who are bearing fruit, and those who will not bear fruit because they have no interest in God's word and to obey.
这是一个很大的分别。一个真正的基督徒，他们听神的话语，他们结果子；和一些基督徒，他们不爱神的话语。
I must confess this.
我需要承认。
I feel sad and often, sometimes inwardly, I weep because there's so few Christians.Who love God's word, who read His word.
我必须承认，我感到很伤心。有时候内心我在哭泣，因为今天很少的基督徒他们爱神的话语，学习神的话语。
The level of interest of Christians on to read the word of God is so little. Sometimes you can't even see.
他们喜爱神的神的。道的程度是那么少，有时候甚至你看不到。
We don't read, we don't pray much.
我们没有读，我们也很少祷告。
The attendance in Bible class ABF is pathetic.
我们可以看到查经班的出席率是很可悲的。
很可怜。
可怜。
Oh yes, it is sometimes you just know that our heart is somewhere but not God. our interest, the world captures us, but not God. We have no love for God's word. We have no interest. We come and sing, give our money, but we ask God for blessing. But we are not willing to walk in His ways. How can God bless us if we will not listen to Him, if we will not study His word, if we will not love His word? How can our life be blessed by God?
我们来到，我们唱诗歌，我们奉献，我们要神的祝福。可是我们却没有行他的道，没有听从他的话语，没有学习他的话语。我们如何叫神来祝福我们呢？
And Satan has deceived us into thinking that we can make it in life without God, without His word. I can do it on my own.
撒旦也欺骗我们去相信，我们即使没有神的话语，我们的生命也能够成功。And
the result is there's so much brokenness, so much hurt, so much pain. And we don't know where to go. God's word can bring healing to us.
可是, 最终的结果是我们很多破碎在我们的生命当中, 可是神却能够医治我们, 神的话语。
I'd like to invite Jeannie to sing this hymn 132.
我们要, 邀请, Jeannie 姐妹来唱, 诗歌 132首。
This hymn is a prayer to God. Holy Spirit, please help us. If not, we die spiritually.
我们要求圣灵来帮助我们，不然我们在属灵上是死的。
If you will not help us, we will keep on living and we will keep on dying.
如果圣灵没有帮助我们，我们继续活着，继续走向死亡。
132.
132首。
Fresh work of the Holy Spirit in our life.
我们需要圣灵重新的在我们生命中动工。
I want to share a final point here.
最后一点我要和大家分享的。
The Holy Spirit will fill those who are dedicated to Him, totally dedicated to God.
圣灵会充满那些完全忠于神的人。
He will revive us if we give Him first place in our heart.
如果我们把他当作我们生命中的第一位, 他将服侍我们。
He will come with His powers and joys into our lives again if we give our hearts, give Him first place.
如果我们把我们的心, 的第一位, 给他的话, 他给我们新的生命。
Last week I mentioned about a man called D.L. Moody.
上个礼拜我说到这个人叫做 D.L. Moody。
A man without much education.
他没有受过高深的教育。
He worked in his uncle's shoe shop.
他在他叔叔的这个鞋店工作。
But he became the most famous evangelist in the late 19th century.
可是他却是在19世纪末最著名的一个布道家。
And after his conversion, he brought many people to Christ.
他信主之后，他带领很多人信主。
He has such a burden in his heart to share the gospel that he would not spend a day without knowing that he has brought someone to Christ.
他有这样的一个负担来分享神的话语，他不要有一天，他没有带领一个人信主。
And he grew a Sunday school and a church that became the largest in Chicago.
他在芝加哥所成立的主日学校和这个教会是当地最大的。
One day he was in Dublin in UK.
有一天他在英国这个地方叫做都柏林。
He heard a preacher speaking in a public place.
他听到一个人在一个公共场合讲道。
And the man said this.
这个人他这样说。
The world has yet to see what God will do with and for and through and in and by the man who is fully consecrated to him.
他这样说，这个世界还没有看到一个完全献身与神的人，神能与他、为他、借着他、在他、由他做些什么。
And Moody stood there and he thought about this.
这个穆迪他就站在那里，他想了。
He said, "This man said a man."
他说这个讲道的人，他说一个人。
He didn't say that a great man or a learned man or a smart man, but simply a man.
他没有说是一个伟大的人，一个有学问的人，一个聪明的人。他说一个人。
I am a man.
我是一个人。
And it lies with each man himself whether he will or will not.Make that entire and full consecration.
是靠自己那个人的本身，他要不要完全的奉献给神。
I will try my utmost to be that man.
我要尽我所能成为那个人。
That's where he began to live a different person.
就是他从那时候开始，他就成为不同的人了。
He longed for a deeper experience of God.
他期望与神有更深的经历。
And while he was in Dublin, he was introduced by a friend.To a man by the name of Mr. Bewley.
当他在都柏林的时候，他的朋友就介绍他认识另外一个人，叫做 Mr. Bewley.
And this Mr. Bewley, he asked this friend about Moody.
Mr. Bewley 就问这个朋友关于 Moody.
He asked his friend, "Is this young man all O and O?"
他就问这个朋友说，Moody 这个人他是不是一个 O 和 O 的人？
And so.The friend asked, "What is O and O?"
这个朋友就说 ，O 和 O 是什么意思呢
？Is he out and out for Christ? Was the reply.
这个朋友就说 ，O 和 O 就是 out and out for Christ 的意思，就是说他是不是一个彻头彻尾为基督的人
？And from that time onwards, Moody wanted to be a man who is totally out and out for Christ.
从那天开始，穆迪他就决志，他说他要成为一个为基督彻头彻尾的人。
And one day, Moody met two women who were seated in his church in front of the front pew of his church.
有一天，穆迪就在他的教会，在这个坐这个教会的前面的长椅子，看到两个妇人。
And they were praying.
他们在祷告。
And these two women later told him that they were praying for Moody every time.
这两个妇人后来告诉穆迪说，他们每一次都为穆迪祷告。
And Moody thought, why would they pray for him?
穆迪说，就自己心里想，为什么这两个妇人为我祷告呢？
He said, I have the biggest church.
他说，我已经有一个最大的教会。
I have the biggest Sunday school in this city.
在这个城市，我也有一个最大的主日学校。
But still, this woman, these two women, kept praying that he would have power in ministry.
可是这两个妇人还是继续为他在这个施工上有能力而祷告。
So Moody called the woman to him one time.
有一天这个Moody就打电话给这个妇人。
He spoke to them.
他和他们说话。
And then they poured out their hearts in prayer for Moody.
他们就掏心为他祷告。
That Moody might receive the fullness of the Spirit.
他们为他祷告，使他能够希望他能够得到圣灵的完全。
And soon after that, Moody began to have hunger for God in a deeper way.
就自此之后，穆迪他就对神更渴慕，希望能够与神有更深的经历。
And he wrote down one day that he remembered.
有一天他记得，他就记得的一件事情，他就写下来。
He said, "I began to cry out as I never did before."
他说我开始祈求，我是从来没有这样子过的。
I really felt that I did not want to leave if I could not have this power for service.
他说我如果感觉不到我能够有这样的能力去侍奉，我也不要我不要活下去了。
And then he had a remarkable experience.
之后他就一个非凡的一个经历。
An experience he said too sacred to name, just like Apostle Paul having that vision of heaven.
他说这个经历是太圣洁来给他命名了，就好像使徒保罗他有一个异象一样。
He had an overwhelming love of God that flowed into his heart.
他这个目的他感受到神一种势不可挡的一种爱流入他的心中。
So much so that he asked God to hold his back his hands, otherwise he can't stand it.
以知道他叫神停止他的手。不然他不能够继续下去。
His ministry was never the same from that time onwards.
就从此他的事工就大大的不一样了。
God used him greatly.
神大大的使用他。
Not just in America, but also in Europe.
不只在美国，也在欧洲。
He spoke to crowds as many as 30,000, 40,000 in Glasgow.
就他有时候就是讲到群众有三四万人。
Many found Christ.
很多人都认识基督。
I would love for brothers and sisters to pray constantly for me.
我也希望主内的弟兄姐妹继续的为我祷告。
That I might know too a greater fullness of the Spirit in my life.
我也能够在我的生命中能够知道这个圣灵的完全。
And we all need to pray and plead for the Holy Spirit to do a deeper work in us.
我们也需要祷告，我们来祈求圣灵在我们当中有更深的工作。
And he can do that if we give ourselves fully to him.
当我们把我们自己完全奉献上给他的时候，他会这样做。
That we're willing to get rid of any sin in our lives.
我们愿意来除掉我们的罪。
That we're willing not to go our own way, but the way of God.
我们愿意不是走我们自己的道路，而是行神的道。
And sometimes because if there's sin in our lives.This morning we read Psalm 66. If I cherish sin, if I kept sin in my heart, the Lord will not hear my prayer.
今天早上我们读到这个诗篇第六十六篇。当我们持守我们的罪的时候，神不会听我们的祷告。
John Sung once preached a sermon.
宋尚杰有一次这样的讲道。
Unless one is filled with the Holy Spirit, one will not have the power to testify for the Lord.And his prayers will not be powerful.
他这样说道，除非一个人被圣灵充满，那个人不然那个人将没有力量去为主做见证，祷告也没有力量。
Unless one is filled with the Holy Spirit, one will not realize his own sin and understand the truth of the Bible and bear fruit for the Lord.
除非一个人被圣灵充满，不然他不会察觉自己的罪，不会明白圣经的真理，也不能为主结果子。
The key to the infilling of the Holy Spirit is to persevere, be united in prayer, and to thirst after the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵充满的关键就是我们要忍耐，在祷告的合一，而且我们渴望圣灵的完全。
And when John Sung preached after that time, some people asked for prayer, and as John Sung prayed for them, they spoke in tongues as the Holy Spirit enabled.
当这个宋尚杰就讲完道之后，圣灵就让有些人有能力说方言。
We are so easily satisfied with the material wealth and worldly pursuits.
我们很容易满足于这个世界上的物质和所追求的。
And our pursuits of this world leave us with little desire for God in our lives.
以致我们在生命中对神的渴望很少。
But Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled."
可是耶稣说，渴慕饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
It's my prayer that God will grant all of us a great hunger for God.
这是我的祷告，我希望大家都能够更渴慕神。
That we desire to know Him, desire to love His Word.
我们要更渴慕的去认识他，要认识他的话语。
And that we desire for the Holy Spirit to take control, to be filled with the Holy Spirit means to be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
我们要祈求圣灵来充满我们，来掌管我们的生命。
And if we do that, I believe God can do a new work in us.
如果我们这样做的时候，我们相信神能够在我们生命做新的工作。
But if we shut our hearts from Him,
可是如果我们对他把门关上的话，
if we keep our hearts in bitterness,
如果我们还是在苦毒恼恨当中，
if there is unforgiveness in our heart,
如果我们生命中有这个不饶恕的话，
and I want to speak about forgiveness in my next sermon at the end of this month.
这个月尾我将讲到这个宽恕这个功课。
But if we give ourselves to God and say, Lord, you come and fill me, He will come and do a new work in us.
可是如果我们告诉神说，神，你来充满我，他会在我们的生命中做新的工作。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
As we bow our heads,
当我们低头的时候，
I want to ask you a question.
我要问你一个问题。
First of all, I want to ask you, are you converted?
就是我要问你，你有信主吗？
Have you received the new life from God?
你有从神那里接收到新的生命吗？
You're not a true Christian just because your parents are Christians.
你如果因为你的父母是基督徒，而你不是一个真正的基督徒。
You're not a Christian simply because you're baptized.
不是因为你洗礼了，你就成为一个真正的基督徒。
You're a Christian because you turn from your sinful ways.
你如果从你的罪恶当中回转过来，你是一个基督徒。
And you have, and you desire to walk in His ways. You find yourself walking in the ways of Christ.
你有期望走在神的道，你也走在神的道。
And you're following Him.
你跟随他。
You have joy and peace in your life.
你有喜乐和平安在你的生命当中。
Are you thirsty for Christ?
你有渴慕基督吗？
And perhaps The Holy Spirit revealed to you this morning that you are not one who truly know Him.
可能今天早上圣灵彰显，让你知道你不真正认识他。
Jesus says, "If you come to me, you drink from me."
耶稣说，你来到我这里来喝水。
If you're thirsty, you drink from me. I will give you indeed the gift of the Spirit.
耶稣说，你来到我这里喝，我会给你这个圣灵的这个恩赐。
And this morning, if you are not one who has truly trusted Christ in your life,
如果今天早上你是一个没有完全信靠基督的人，
and you want to receive Christ into your life,
你要接受主耶稣在你的生命当中，
I would like to pray for you.
我要为你祷告。
You just raise your hand up one time and put it down.
你就举起手，然后放下来。
Is there anyone here?
有这样的人吗？
Praise God. Anyone else?
感谢神。
Yes.Praise the Lord. Anyone else?
还有吗？
Yes, praise the Lord. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. Anyone else?
还有吗？
Secondly, I want to ask if you, those of you who are Christians.
第二点就是第二个问题就是，如果你是一个基督徒，
Do you seek for a greater fullness of God in your life?
你有寻求在你的生命中有神的全部吗？
Do you feel that you are spiritually dry?
你觉得你在属灵上是干枯的吗？
Far from God.
你离神很远。
And you desperately need God in your life.
你真的很希望神在你的生命当中。
And you would like, you want to give yourselves again to God.
你要再一次把自己献上给神。
You want to pray for the fullness of the Spirit into your life.
你要祷告以致圣灵的完全在你的生命当中。
If that's your prayer,
如果这样是你的祷告的话，
your desire,
你的期望的话，
I want to pray for you.
我也要为你祷告。
Just raise your hand.
你就举起手来。
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyone else?
还有吗？
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Holy Spirit, you know how dry we are, how helpless we are, quite apart from you. You are the gift of God from heaven, whom the Father has promised, sent on the day of Pentecost to indwell all who believe in you. Lord Jesus, I pray this morning that you will touch and save and come into the lives and hearts of those who have raised their hand to indicate that they need you in their lives, that they don't have you in their lives. And Lord, I pray even now, Lord, would you fill them, come into their lives by your Spirit and fill them afresh and bless them and give them the deep assurance this morning that you are going to be with them and you are going to bless them and save them to the very end. Lord, and I pray that you will give them a great desire from now on to know you, to trust in you, to love you, to love your word. Give them light. Give them joy. Give them peace. Lord, I pray too for our brothers and sisters, and you know, including myself, Lord, we need, and I need a fullness of your Spirit in my life. And I pray, O God, that according to your own promise and desire and will, that we would be controlled and filled by the Spirit. I even pray right now, Lord, according to your own promise, you come into our lives again. You control us afresh. You cleanse us by your blood, O Lord, and fill each one who indeed in faith has raised their hand as well to desire after and to long after a deeper fullness of your life, of heaven's life, of heaven's blessing into their lives. O God, come upon them, come upon me, and grant all of us, O God, to move forward with great zeal, with great desire, with great perseverance, not only to hear the word of God and to forget them, but to hear it, to retain it, and to persevere and work it out in our lives. Lord, you empower us with the power of the Holy Spirit to do what is pleasing in your sight. And I pray even this morning, you will do that in a fresh way, in our heart, in our mind, in our body. And for this, we give you thanks and praise. We give you praise. We believe that you're going to do that as we commit ourselves afresh this morning. Because I pray, and we pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.